Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Crusader Talk. I am Josh West in for Caleb Hamill tonight. And folks, what a show we've got lined up for you. When it says from the court to the field to the diamond, everything in between. We had so much going on last week at William Carey. I hate Caleb couldn't be here, but Caleb, I know you're listening and we can't wait to have you back next week. We got Michael Mergens in studio tonight. Steve Knight is in studio. Barry Farrell is in studio. He is going to essentially be playing co-host. So I slide over a chair. Barry hops in my chair. We've got Tracy English coming up in the middle of the show, but we start out with the legend, Steve Knight, joining us. Steve, I thought we were going to get you by phone tonight for a couple of minutes, and you popped right on in, coming through in the clutch.
Yeah, I had to get the studio experience. You know, the phone is just it's just different. So I knew you were down here without Caleb, so I came in here to support you, get you going.
This has been a minute. I was with Joy Lee McNellis the last time I was hosting a radio show, a talk show on the air in Hattiesburg. So that has been 2018, spring of 2018, the last time this happened. And so it's a good feeling. And we were talking basketball, and that's what we're talking about tonight. Basketball, in a way, you had workouts today, but it's not the same as when it actually gets started with everybody tomorrow. And the basketballs are in play, and it's official. And it is official tomorrow. Basketball fall camp opens. And I know that if you weren't still excited, you wouldn't be doing it anymore. You've got to be like, this has got to be like Christmas Eve in a sense.
Absolutely. I mean, we're pumped up. We've got, you know, half our guys are returners and half of them are new guys. So we're trying to see what we've got and mesh them all together. And basketball is such a game of chemistry and guys playing well with one another. So we got to figure out all the pieces. But we like what we see. You know, PJ and Bert did a great job recruiting, bringing some guys in that are very athletic, good basketball players. We've got some small, fast ones. We've got some bigger guys. I mean, strong guys. We've got shooters and we've got defensive specialists. So it's just a matter of mixing and matching and getting with the right combos.
Coach Knight, when we spoke in the spring, we were sitting there at baseball and softball tournaments, and you already had the twinkle in your eye. You already had the sparkle. You were excited about the guys. You were excited about this class as it was gelling, but it was too early to talk about it. We had to get here. But is it just me, or did that seem like that was just a couple of weeks ago that we were going into the meat of the off season, if you will, and now it's here?
Yeah, and NAI, we have to hide those guys, so the other folks exactly don't know who we have, so they'll try to sneak in there and grab them up in the summertime. So that's just the way we do it. A lot of sports do it that way, and we're just happy with what we've got. Every single guy that we signed is on campus right now, and the only one that's not with us right now is Emil Casaneza, who's been here for 4 years, but he had some difficulty getting his F1 visa in time, so he's going to join us in the winter term, and it shouldn't take long to get him up to speed.
No, it wouldn't take long at all. He's Steve Knight, head men's basketball coach at William Carey, former athletic director at William Carey. And if you're new to the program, we're happy to have you with us tonight. And, you know, Coach, you mentioned the kind of blend of newcomers and veterans, but what we were excited about when we spoke just a few days ago was the fact that competition is really going to be introduced to a level you haven't seen recently in practice, maybe in the last couple of seasons. There are going to be some veterans that are going to be fighting for their spot in the lineup. Competition is great. It makes everyone better. This team's going to be loaded with it.
Without a doubt. And, you know, all the guys that we brought in are JUCO guys. So they have the experience of playing in a really, really good JUCO basketball league, good athleticism. And they'll get after it. Excuse me. They'll be getting after it. You know, we've got four of our top six scorers back from last year. So we're sitting here, and then we're throwing some guys in that are just solid JUCO players with a lot of experience. And play for great coaches in our area. We've got a couple from Holmes. We've got one from Gulf Coast. We've got one from two from Meridian. And then we have another Meridian that set out last year, joined us in the spring, a big post player. So all of them, play for James Green, and, you know, he gets them ready, as do, you know, Chris Oney at Pearl River and David Sanders at Colin. We've got a couple of Colin guys, and, of course, Newt Miller up at Jones. They're all really solid coaches, and we know when we get those kind of players, get them out of those programs, that they're ready to go.
Well, you mentioned James Green. James Green was my coach when I was a student over at Southern, and I remember going out to his show with John Cox and himself, James Green's show over at Garfield's in the mall. Remember Garfield's?
Absolutely. I love Garfield's.
Yeah, Garfield's was great. So that kind of tells you.
Was that the place where you could color?
Yep, yeah, that was it. Yeah. It was great. Right across from the movie theater. So, in fact, I went out to the cinema last night and saw the new Beetlejuice movie with my son. It's pretty good. So, but that's chasing a rabbit there. But we're talking basketball with Steve Knight. You mentioned the good coaches in the league and how good this JUCO league is. And that helps William Carey be better. But from the Jason Flanagans to the Newton Mealers to the James Greens to the Clarence Weatherspoons, those are just some I know personally. You know, this league is so good, and it makes a William Carey better to be able to have such great relationships with those guys.
Absolutely, no doubt. We like to stay fairly close when we recruit the JUCOs, not get too far away. We haven't had a whole lot from North Mississippi, but from Holmes and Hines on down south, and then southwest and Colin to the west, we've had plenty of really good players out of those programs in 40 something years I've been there. We've always recruited JUCOs.
This was a team in William Carey that was extremely competitive last year, had some really big wins, had some games that maybe kind of felt like slipped through your fingertips, though, at times last year. And it was closing out games. It was scoring consistently for long stretches. Do you feel like that some of the needs were really addressed in the offseason, and are you excited to see them in workouts?
Yeah, I really do. You know, and the one guy that was a four-year transfer is Cam Brown, Hattiesburg High and Mississippi College. And Cam, he played 34 minutes a game last year at Mississippi College at the two guard and averaged almost 14 points a game. He's 38% from the three-point line. Well, our two guard, Earl Smith, who was second-team All-Conference 2 years ago, honorable mention last year, he graduated, so we needed somebody to step in. And so we've got Cam in his fifth year. He should patrol that spot right there, and we shouldn't lose anything. In fact, we may even be a little bit better. So he was a Dandy Dozen in high school, as was Earl, Mississippi Dandy Dozen. So he's a good ball player. And so you put him in there with those JUCO guys, then we feel good about what we brought in. And, I think our depth is going to be a little bit better. I think once you get in our conference play, it's just so rigorous through the year, and you're playing so many games, you wear down a little bit. And I think sometimes there's games where you can come out a little bit flat. But when you have enough depth, I have been known to, sub five guys in after about 1 minute when I have that opportunity. So hopefully that'll be that kind of it'll be that kind of season, because I really feel like we've got 14 players, and we're probably right now 13 deep. So,
well, this is a season for William Carey men's basketball that's going to be tipping off very quickly. In fact, we will be on the road in Montgomery to start this season. And in fact, I'm actually headed over to Montgomery to cover men's and women's basketball season opener November 1st. It's going to get here quick. The ladies open up with Stillman. The men open up with Cumberland University. It's going to be here before we know it. In closing, though, a lot going on campus. The campus right now has got a buzz about it that is special. You've got almost 400 more students on campus that are living on campus. New student organization formed for Spirit, from the cheerleaders to the band to the new fight song to we've already seen some electric crowds at volleyball and the energy in that building, right, at the Waddell Center. Are you excited about getting Clinton Gym back to some of those glory days?
Oh, absolutely. We used to pack that gym. And you know, there's so many different things going on right now with not only with students, but with the Hattiesburg community. It's just hard to get everybody out there. We, you know, certain teams draw better than others, but, you know, I'm just so pleased with the athletic program that we have now. You know, I was AD, as you mentioned, for 30 years, seen it grown from five sports to 21 or two that we have now. You know, in the fall sports, you've got men's and women's soccer who are just dynamite every year, doing a great job, and you've got, you know, cross country. Now you've got volleyball. We've got swimming and men's and women's golf all playing in the fall. So it's big time as far as what's going on campus. And, you know, we'll take the back seat right now. We want them to do great. And then once we get into, you know, December, January, February, we want everybody to come out and watch us play.
Coach Knight, we ran out of time. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in studio tonight. We'll be talking to you again very soon.
All right, Josh. Thanks much.
That's Steve Knight joining us on Crusader Talk. When we come back, Barry Farrell's coming up to talk some soccer, men's and women's. Tracy English, AD, head women's basketball coach, coming up in our third sim as well. A lot to get to. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Mississippi.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
You are back on Crusader Talk. I'm Josh West, in for Caleb Hamill, Michael Mergens, Tracy English. We just had Steve Knight, Barry Farrell, the head men's soccer coach, is joining us. So if you are a Crusader nut like we are, you are in the right place. If you love all things William Carey, you are absolutely going to love the next couple of segments as we catch you up on soccer, volleyball, basketball camp opening. And so we'll talk Tracy English in the next segment. We are joined now by, man, I'm telling you, one of my favorite guys, Barry Farrell, joins us to talk some men's soccer. And anytime you're around Barry, you may not watch a lot of soccer. You may not know a lot about soccer, but you want to know more. You want to be around it more. It's contagious, the energy that you bring, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You survived somewhat of a road trip. That's a long haul on a bus all the way up to Pulaski, Tennessee, and then the middle of nowhere, Mississippi, up in Blue Mountain and near Ripley and up in North Mississippi. Beautiful part, beautiful road trip. But it does. You got to take a little nap after you get back from that road swing.
Yeah, we actually stayed in Huntsville, Alabama, for the first two nights, and then obviously we played UT Southern, and then we rolled over to Tupelo and stayed in Tupelo. So two good wins. Boys played well. We even got on a travel day, recovery day, we ended up playing a little bit of top golf as well with the boys.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah. Wait a minute, you were in Huntsville, and when you said we played, I went top golf. They just put in the top golf. Huntsville is now, in terms of the biggest, not metro area, or it might be metro area, but it is one of, if not the biggest, kind of metroplexes in Alabama. So you were staying in the hotbed of it.
Yeah, no, that we purposely did that, and we got the hotel right beside Topgolf.
Talk about what that does for recruiting when you make smart, simple little decisions. You were already going to need to stay somewhere and stay in a hotel, so you stay in Huntsville. You were going to need to eat somewhere, so you stay in a Huntsville. You've got more options. All of those little things make that experience that much more fun for the student athlete.
Exactly. I must shout out Callum, my graduate assistant coach. You know, this was his first trip. I gave him total control over the logistics of the trip. And it's super important in terms of just preparation for everything. And, you know, the players see that as well. They see you're organized. And it was definitely up there to being one of the best trips we've had.
Colby Godbolt, one of your star players, as we're talking to Barry Farrell, head men's soccer coach here at William Carey. Colby Godbolt, leading goal scorer right now with 8 goals. This is a team now in Carey. Still unbeaten, 5-0-2. They tied at LSU Shreveport, tied Louisiana Christian. Those were games where Carey feels like they left some things out there. But now you're in the conference play, off to a 2-0 start with a couple of road wins. When you pick up road wins in any league,
Does it feel like 1.25, 1.5 win when you pick them up on the road?
Yeah, they're massive. They're the ones where if you want to win trophies or league titles and stuff like that, you have to pick them up. You know, the Blue Mountain game was hot. The field wasn't good. It was one of those results where we you have to grind it out sometimes, and the boys did that.
One of the guys that is coming around, and we were talking about this, is Jamie Wynn. Jamie is one of those guys that's going to have to be a goal scorer. We know what Kevin McConnell is going to give you. There have been a couple of injuries. So let's start with Jamie Wynn. And how has Jamie been coming around to him being a goal scorer again this year for this team?
Yeah. No, you said it. He's a massive part of what we try and do and what we do. And he scored the first goal against Blue Mountain the other day. And, you know, he was excellent. We probably depend on Jamie more than anyone on the team at times. And, Jamie's been excellent. You just kind of have to just ease off in practice because he never stops. You know, he's a quality player. But, if we want to do anything this season, you know, we got to get the best out of Jamie. And I think we're doing that.
Well, Wynn, Jukovic, Godbolt, McConnell, Rangel, there's so many guys on this team that are here because they really want to be here. And they tell others that they play with in the summers and in the off seasons and training that say, hey, this is where you want to be. That's a culture that doesn't just start overnight. It takes time to develop it, but it's firmly entrenched. And what are some of the buzz you're getting from guys that inquire about this program? And then what are they telling you about what makes it the perfect fit for them? And these might be guys that have played for you and have come back and said, wow, I didn't realize X, Y, and Z was so special.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. We're just on a phone call there at 5 o'clock today to a recruit from a junior college and, you know, sending pictures and videos. I mean, you got to give a lot of credit to the school. You know, the athletic program, the facilities for a small private NAI institutions have been unbelievable. Like when I came to school in 2001, you know, down on the coast, it was nothing like today. So the school have done a fantastic job in terms of getting the facilities up to some of the best in the NAI. So, you know, players want to see that. And I think we do a good job of hosting these teams that come in. And anytime they come to the soccer fields, the phones are out. They're taking videos of the field. And, you know, they want to be here.
Well, you know, a tornado gets William Carey almost an entire new school. It gets the insurance money moving, so to speak. A fire is going to get the school a new bookstore. It's just a little electrical fire. It's just something that was totally random. Cafeteria was something that was already on the radar. You're talking about student experience, the campus, the school, the environment. You know, I pop into the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. It's bustling like any college in America. It's got that energy. It's got that vibe. There's people everywhere. Food's delicious. I mean, it's the little things that when you put them all together make a great atmosphere. But then if the little things aren't there, it's those little things that wear away and make you have a bad taste in your mouth.
No, correct. Yeah, no, the cafeteria is amazing. They just opened up the other side there last week as well. I mean, it's one of the best cafeterias I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, so just student experience. We're talking to Barry Farrell, head men's soccer coach at William Carey, of all things William Carey, from recruiting to on-campus life, down to just, you know, the amenities that these kids have, the amenities that they get to travel with, and it's translating to wins on the field. This was going to be a team this year, Coach Farrell, that was going to have more depth, and then all of a sudden, you come out of training, and this team's pretty banged up coming out of fall camp. There were a lot of pieces, maybe at one point, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 guys nicked up in some way. Those guys are getting healthy now, and that's got to get you very excited.
Exactly. We you know, I think at the weekend, over the two games, Josh, we ended up playing 22 players. Which, you know, from previous seasons.
It's unheard of.
Yeah, it's unheard of. So we were able to take off a Jamie Wynn, a Kevin McConnell, a Kobe Godbolt. You know, that doesn't happen a lot. And still the boys that came on, the Rangel got the assist. Lil Santiago played a great ball in, fantastic ball. Mark Guerrero scored the headed goal, you know. So players coming off the bench are doing a great job. And, yeah, I'm excited to see the rest of the season.
What does it do for a player like a Wynn, like a McConnell, like a Godbolt, when you can get them off for a sip of water, a brief word, a chance for a brief redirection, and for them to be able to watch for just a couple of minutes and catch that second wind on the sidelines and not trying to take a play off here and there to try to re- catch their breath. How much better are they late in games with that little break?
Well, Wynn, yeah, exactly. Jamie Wynn ended up scoring the goal, you know, in the, I think it was late in the 60, 70 minute. But we were able to take him off for a little bit, just rest up. McConnell, it was unheard of, you know. It was like, just take 5 minutes here. And the players that we actually brought on did fantastic as well. So it's unheard of, but, you know, they're older players, and sometimes you need to rest those older players for later down in the season. And we haven't been able to do that, Josh, for a couple of years.
Well, one of the things you're going to have coming up now with what you've done, we mentioned that the wins at Tennessee Southern and at Blue Mountain, they feel like almost two wins feels like three wins for this William Carey team. Now you come home for a critical four-game homestand. This is for when you're chasing championships, you got to take care of business at home. Middle Georgia State, Bruton Park are coming up on the Thursday-Saturday swing this weekend. I'll get a chance to be on the call with you a week from Wednesday when Thomas University comes to town, and then Florida National comes to town, a game that was rescheduled. Mm-hmm. Florida National, a very talented team that is dealing with a ton of adversity, and have had, I know, one loss in their program, a young man from Spain who lost his life in a tragic car accident. What is the update on Florida National and the state of their program and their guys?
Yeah, they're dangerous. They're a dangerous team. You know, they've had three losses. They got their first win there the other day, and hopefully they can bounce back with another 2-3 wins before they play us. But yeah, fantastic program, made the national tournament last year. It'd be a difficult game for us as well. But, you know, we've got to look forward to the two games coming up here. And the first one is Middle Georgia before anything else.
Yeah, and then it gets really tough at Life, at Dalton State, at Point, and then you look down at the very end at Mobile. So this schedule is kind of it's not a lot of balance to it in terms of home and away. You went road, home, and then it's going to be road to finish, and it finishes quickly. You look up less than a month from now, and this thing's all finished. Can you believe it goes so quick?
It goes quick. It goes super quick.
It goes super fast. Coach, just about 10 seconds left. Big keys to success this week for this men's soccer program?
I'd say depth. Just getting the depth, you know, getting those boys on over the two games will be massive. And I think the boys have bought into that, like you said, the McConnells and the wins coming off, maybe previous seasons, you know, probably didn't like it. But I think when they come off and the talent comes on the field and they see the quality is still there, and that will be needed down the stretch, you know, so healthy legs. It's going to be extremely important.
Barry Farrell joins us again at the end of the show to talk a little women's soccer and to wrap the program. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Tracy English coming up to talk all things William Carey and women's basketball. You're listening to Crusader Talk.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
We are back in studio. Crusader Talk continues. And in case you missed either of our first two segments, you can go to anywhere you find your podcast, Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can go to supertalkhattiesburg.com and you can find Crusader Talk. Click on that and then pop open that podcast and enjoy it anywhere you are at any time. I'm in for Caleb Hamill. Caleb will be back next week, and so hope to be tag-teaming that in studio. But I reached out to Coach Farrell, and Coach Farrell said, Josh, I got you, man. I can come in all night. I said, you're on. I got you. So Coach Farrell's in studio. He's going to be back with us next segment. So Steve Knight decided to come in. I called Tracy English. He said, I'm busy. I'm in Jackson. I've got meetings. Let me let you know. So I call him at 6. He's like, I'll just come by. So Tracy English, athletic director and head women's basketball coach in studio. Tracy, thank you for being here.
How you doing?
Yeah, I think so. What this means is they were all very concerned with Caleb out. I don't know, Caleb, if you're listening out there, I don't know if you told him, like, hey, guys, if you can be there for Josh, he's going to be nervous. He needs some help. I appreciate that. Caleb, thank you for doing me a solid and not letting me know. But, Coach, you know, I'm excited. If I run into you, the first thing that's out of my mouth is I want to talk some women's basketball. I got to cover it for a lot of years. And I want to start here with this, and then we'll quickly get into William Carey and college basketball and everything. Has women's basketball ever been bigger? Because I was 3 or 4 years old when Michael Jordan comes around. I was two when Michael Jordan is winning national championships, or 3 years old when he's playing for North Carolina and playing in the Superdome and beating Georgetown. But I'm living through the era that is Caitlin Clark. And the WNBA is expanding, adding teams, selling out arenas. They're there to see the Fever. They're there to see Caitlin. We'll see salaries soar. We'll see teams soar. It's a really, really good product. Has women's basketball ever been bigger?
It's called Clarkonomics.
It is. And it's
we watch it at my house. I mean, my wife has gotten into it so much that we all – sometimes we leave the house because she's screaming at officials. And I told her the other day, I said, honey, I said, worried about you. You better not be sitting behind me and getting me a technical foul this year yelling at officials. Because a lot of people have fallen in love with women's basketball. It's just it's a good game. I mean, it's a really good game, and it's at a good place right now.
Well, you coached against a good one that really opened my eyes to women's basketball. That was Jameera Faulkner, who played right across town. She gets drafted in the third round. She goes and plays for the Chicago Sky. Ended up going over to Russia and playing with Brittany Griner and winning a championship over in Russia. But you could tell, this has been 10, 15 years, 20 years in the building of women's basketball. And there have always been great players, but the difference now is the depth of players and how high the ceiling is for the best players. They realize that they can tap into athleticism that I think our culture, or for whatever reason, thought wasn't possible. But the athletes that are on a basketball floor for women now, they have to get men to scrimmage the women to be able to have competition. You can't just put other girls that haven't played basketball or don't play at a high level against girls. No, you got to bring out men to compete against the best women's players.
Yeah, you do. It's athletically wise, it's just the sport has grown. Some of the better athletes are playing basketball. Plus, the skill level is just out of this world right now. A lot of shooters, a lot of ball handling, being able to see the floor better, and it goes back to what you're talking about, the athleticism. So, I mean, kids are getting to places to receive passes that they've never gotten to before. I mean, you're seeing women dunk. I mean, you know, you see Caitlin Clark not just shoot the basketball, the passes she makes, but she makes those passes to people that used to, those girls wouldn't get to the spot where they're catching those balls. So it's fun to watch. It's fun to see where we are.
Well, let's just be fair. Indiana Fever players weren't getting to those passes through the first 10 games, 12 games, and they had that learning curve. And when they found it about 12 games in, they started out like 1-9, 1-10. And now I think you're going to see a team next year push for the championship. He's Tracy English. We were talking about the phenom, that is Caitlin Clark, and how big women's basketball is getting, and that translates to where we're going. William Carey basketball had somewhat of a breakout season last year. Literally just a couple of buckets, a couple of trips away from a trip to the Sweet 16. You lost at Cumberland's, who was the host, number three team in the country. It was certainly a very... Well, I don't know how I can word this, but it's just a tough place to go win. You're going to go on the road in a hostile environment, and you don't expect to get calls, and you didn't. And so that was a very tough way to lose, but this team returned so many pieces that gained so much experience last year, and then you brought in some exciting newcomers.
Absolutely. I mean, when we were there. We were arms distance from the win. We played the best game we've played all year. They were the number three team in the country. We went right in there, and I thought we were better than them that day, and just couldn't pull it off. Couldn't make the shot. Couldn't grab the rebound for whatever reason, and just didn't finish it off. But it was, it topped off. Even though it was a loss, it topped off a great season, because it was actually our best game we played all year long.
Well, the plan is this year is I'm gonna have to be shipped off with women's basketball. We're going to have to pull Caleb out of the bullpen and ship him off with men's basketball. Yeah. And we want to have men's and women's playing. But also, I would think that goals are even higher than that. Okay, you went to a regional last year. You almost won one. Why not host one and let's make it come through Hattiesburg?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be putting the other hat on, the AD's hat on, and trying to figure out the logistics of it all. But, that's a thought. That's a good thought. Just you go back and we look, and it was probably, I think probably every host team won their opening round. So
He's Tracy English. He's athletic director and head women's basketball coach. And we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Let's now bring it back a little bit because the ball starts bouncing tomorrow. And let's put it this way. Those ladies in that locker room have far higher expectations. Those coaches have far higher expectations than we do. However, how do you quiet the noise? How do you kind of tune out the well-wishers and media like myself to be able to focus on the task at hand, and that is going to work and outworking folks on a daily basis?
Just good veteran players in the locker room and on the floor at practice to, you know, we've always been a team that basically want to make sure that we're outworking our opponents at this time of the year. We spent a lot of time in the gym running, lifting, that kind of thing, trying to prepare for the long haul, the work that we need to get us to March. But just I think the experience that we bring. I mean, we lost one kid last year. She's two-year all-conference first teamer, a great player. But there's still a lot of leadership in our locker room, and that's how you do it, really.
And the leadership starts at that guard position with Rose Warren, a player who comes to William Carey from Southern Miss, played at that Division I level, loves it at William Carey, instantly felt at home. I think it reignited her passion for the game of basketball, and you cannot rattle her. And you put her out there, and you're not going to outwork her because she knows what that grind is like at the highest level of collegiate basketball.
Yeah, Rose was perfect for a perfect fit for us. You know, she came in and fit in perfectly. Although she didn't have a leadership role because she's the new kid on the block at that time.
Sure.
And we had some leaders, you know, that was already in place that were great leaders. But she's got a year under her belt, and I think the younger kids are going to look for her to help lead. You know, we've got a good group of experienced people that know how we like to do things and know how they want to be perceived on the floor. And, you know, we want to do it everything the right way, and that's what these kids are all about. That's why I love women's basketball. Women's basketball players love to be coached. I mean, they really do. They want to be coached. They can feel it when you're not doing that. You know, they want to be coached. They want to be shown the right way. They want to be prepared properly, and you know, that's why I love it so much.
And what you're seeing all throughout the women's game, when you're watching a Caitlin Clark, and then it trickles down. When you're watching the UConns, the Tennessees, and that, and then you come down and you're watching William Carey, you're seeing the plays develop, you're seeing the passing lanes open up, you're seeing the ball delivered on time, you're seeing the screen, the back cut, you're seeing the plays develop. That's something that fans that love the game of basketball, they love women's basketball. Over time, they gravitate towards the women's game.
Structure, man. Structure. I love pick and roll, coming off staggered screens, catching and shooting, switching on the defensive end, causing people not to be able to run their stuff, and just making people uncomfortable on the defensive end. That's what women's basketball is all about. I mean, those are the things you got to do to be successful. You got to have great players, you know, people that can shoot the basketball, but you got to have the desire to do the things I just talked about, and it's also discipline, especially on the offensive end.
Well, students love to, again, he's Tracy English, we're talking women's basketball at William Carey. Students love to get out to a basketball game. They love to paint the face. They love to be a part of a crowd that has a theme that night and go crazy and learn the other team's roster and learn the names of their boyfriend, girlfriend, all the different things, and make sure they're just giving them heck, and then the pep band and the music. Now a fight song, now a cheerleading squad that is even bigger and better than ever. All these little game day type atmosphere things are falling into place. It's setting up for what could be a great year for the fan experience and the student experience at Clinton Gymnasium.
You're right, and it's already that way at soccer games and at volleyball games. I can already tell there's a different feel, a different vibe. I think a lot of it has to do with the record enrollment. You know, there's not an empty room on campus. There's a lot of people on living in the dorms. Just the other night against the Mobile at volleyball, we had a packed crowd in there, and the kids that you would expect to be there were all on the road. Soccer was on the road. Men's and women's soccer were on the road. Tennis was on the road. You know, swim was on the road. All those kids live on campus. They'd be there. They love those environment, and that's what makes the experience on our campus so great. And And I think it just gets better and better. Just come, you know, what I say to people listening is come out and see. Come out and see what we're talking about. It's fun. It's a lot of fun on our campus.
It certainly is. He's Tracy English. It's been fun to talk to you, Coach, about what's coming up. And, Michael, I think we just got a couple of seconds left in the segment, correct? Okay, so what I want to let you know is that the date you need to remember, camp is opening up tomorrow, and then November 1st is when this team will be on the road. They'll be taking on Stillman, and that is going to be coming up again November 1st over in Montgomery. We'll be there. I will be there, and we'll have the exciting calls of women's basketball tipping off at 1, men's basketball tipping off at 3 for that exciting opening day, November 1st, little over a month away. So as we continue with the program, we're going to talk a little bit about volleyball. They had two big matches this past weekend. Swimming, their inaugural meet. They get a couple of wins. We'll talk about that. Barry Farrell will join us. We'll catch you up on women's soccer. We'll let you know when cross country is back in action. There's a lot going on, and we're going to catch you up on all of it in the last couple of minutes of the show. So don't go anywhere. You've been listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Mississippi.
From the coaches to the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on, you're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Okay, I'm about to really, really date myself, okay? But for those of you out there of a certain age, you're going to remember the Micro Machine Man, where he, big deep breath. That's what we're about to do here. It's going to be the fastest 5 minutes or so we've ever had on Crusader Talk, because we've got a million things to race through. We've already had Steve Knight, Barry Farrell, Tracy English. We've talked the opening of camp of basketball. We've talked about the energy on campus. We've talked men's soccer. We've got to get to women's soccer. We've got to get to swimming. We've got to get to volleyball. So let's hit it quickly. Let's start first with women's soccer. They go up, Barry. They go to same spots. Tennessee Southern, top five matchup, number 3, number 5. They come away with a draw in a game they could have won, and then they dismantle Blue Mountain, 17-0. No pun intended, the program disbanded today. They were shorthanded of players. They did not even have a bench. And so what a weekend. You go get a top five draw in a match you could have won, and then you have a historic win in which Christina Salmon scores 5 goals, 29 shots on goal. Blue Mountain had 12 saves, and the Crusaders still scored 17 goals.
Yeah, we played after them. They dismantled Blue Mountain. Obviously, the UT Southern game, that's the one everybody want to watch. Both programs are William Carey, UT Southern. I mean, they're two. They've played in the national championship before. You know, they're two of the best teams in NAI women's soccer, and I wouldn't be surprised, Josh, to see that could be a semi-final game, easily a Final Four game to go to the final.
Sure.
I wouldn't bet against it.
Carey's only lost to a Kaiser team that's number 1 in the RPI. Speaking of RPI, women, number 3 in the polls, number 8 in the RPI. Men are number 16 in the poll that came out 2 weeks ago. Up to 12 in the poll, you feel like your team, the Crusader men's team, poised to jump a couple of spots.
Yeah, we should jump a couple of spots in the actual rankings, hopefully a spot or two. And then, like you said, the RPI, we're up into 12. This is the first week the RPI came out. So I think the girls, you said, are in 8th and we're in 12. Hopefully keep moving up.
Historic, let's bring Tracy English back in, historic weekend as William Carey launches swimming. They go to Delta State, a perennial Division II top 10 type program. They have a kind of a round robin where they're going in battles against Millsaps, against Meridian, and against Delta State. They come away 2-1. They defeat Millsaps and Meridian. They fall to Delta State, no surprise there. This program is in its infancy, but they win the shortest race and the longest race of the match.
Yeah, that was pleasant to see. I'm just going to say this. Just dealing with Coach Gonzalez the last year, he's going to do a great job. He's a great recruiter. I already see that. And he's all business, and he's going to get the best swimmers he can get. And he's going to compete. He has aspirations of winning a national championship.
Well, and it's going to be fun to see them do that, and I have no doubt he's going to get there. Okay, we continue through this micro machine moment of the Crusader Talk Show. Back to Coach Farrell. Let's talk volleyball. Volleyball has two big matches. We've already mentioned how great the atmosphere was. Standing room only type crowd on Friday night. They lose to a Mobile team that will be ranked in the top 25 soon. So William Carey has dropped a couple of spots. They have a little bit of a hangover, if you will, and don't play well early. Don't execute against Faulkner. It leads to a trip to the locker room between the second and third set, then a players-only meeting. Coach Rondo's only in there about a minute. Then a players-only meeting, and the team comes out on fire, blazes through the third set, the fourth set, get up in the fifth set, and lose a heartbreaker. You've had to fire up some teams in locker rooms at halftimes. Those can be defining moments for your season, and I feel really good about volleyball. They're going to be just fine, but that was a big weekend for them. You hate they could have went 2-0, they go 0-2, but they're going to be fine.
That, like you said, that could be a defining moment of the season, getting a great result against Blue Mountain, and then obviously falling these two games. But later on, like you said, I like what you said there. The players held a meeting. Obviously, they had higher expectations. And like you said, sometimes you need that leadership in your locker room to take care of those little small little details. And hopefully they'll come true and get the win in the conference later on.
Now, just remember these names, folks. Gedges, Bettini, Anderson, so many players. Swellen Lima, going to be potentially freshman of the year type candidate, could be an All-American one day. So much talent, so many great players, so many great international players. So we go from volleyball to cross country. They'll be back in action, men and women, in Louisville, Kentucky on October 5th. And we wrap the show with Tracy English back on the mic for this. Bobby Halford, it was just announced as an inductee into the NAIA Hall of Fame, the first ever NAIA Hall of Fame recipient from William Carey. Just one more amazing accolade to put on Coach Halford's resume.
1,300 wins. How many World Series? How many Coaches of the Year, Conference Coaches of the Year, National Coach of the Year? What a great resume. What a great resume.
Yeah.
So proud of him. Well-deserved. Just what a – I mean, him and Steve Knight on the same campus. Think about that.
Yeah. And Coach, don't sell yourself short. You've been there a long time as well, and some of the best things are yet to come for all of you here in the months and years to come. What a show.
What a show.
What a show. Caleb, we miss you, buddy, and thanks for calling in the reserves and getting them all in studio for me. I appreciate that. No, but Tracy English, Steve Knight, Barry Farrell, Michael Merchants, I'm Josh West. It's been a great week. Get out, support the Crusaders. Go to careyathletics.com for more info and to stay locked in. In the words of Caleb Hamill, good night, God bless, and go Saters.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.